and welcome to Liz and Zandy's. Sorry. Hello and welcome to Sister Liz and Father Zandy's Godcast, a Catholic podcast where we read Old Testament scripture and talk about how it impacts us today.
Hi, I'm, what am I, brother, father? Father Zandy? Mm-hmm. Oh no, I prefer Daddy Zandy. Can I be that? Okay, well, I don't prefer that. Take it back. I take it back.
I think the we eyes should of God, change. I think maybe we should just read some newspapers instead of the Bible if we're going to go that God. Direction.
Thank God. Okay. I was nervous there. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. I feel like I'm coming out of like a 3-month-long mental health crisis, and I'm coming out and I'm just enjoying like the little moments of peace.
Oh,
that
good.
I have in my mind.
Well, for the next 30 minutes to an hour, you're not going to have any peace from me. I'm sorry.
I know. I know what I'm getting into when I log onto these calls, Zandy. How are you?
Okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm okay.
Are you feeling festive?
Not at all.
Are you feeling jolly?
I was informed by a friend today that Christmas week starts next week, and I'm not mentally ready for that.
I'm celebrating by going to Vegas this weekend, and then I'm going home to celebrate with my family on actual Christmas.
Okay. Wow, you're going to have probably two very different celebrations over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Vegas with Joey's parents, which is always a blast.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But I can't hang. Like, I can't hang in Vegas, like, no matter who I go with, and I know this because Joey's parents get there, and at 10:30, they're like, let's go play roulette, and I'm like, I would like to finish my book that I started on the ride up here. I'm very tired. It's insanely late. It's been dark out for, like, 45 minutes. I'm going to sleep.
I you know what? I kind of want to hang out with Joey's parents, so I can...
They're really fun. We'll
I can take your place.
You should come to Vegas with us sometime.
Okay. Good plan. What are you doing next week?
Oh, actually, I'm busy. I'm going to be busy. I'm having a family emergency for the next couple of years.
Oh, years. Okay. I'll see you in Vegas in like 2024.
I'm just being really extra cautious about COVID. So I'm not hanging out with anyone that I consider to be dirty.
Oh, that was good. Now that you called me dirty, let me tell you about your dream date.
Please do.
This is from the St. Louis Post Dispatch, St. Louis, Missouri. This is from November 10th, 1999. Beautiful 1958 model. Looks newer, exceptionally maintained, high performance engine, requires premium fuel, minimal fine tuning, will make purr, luxury throughout. Wanted, skilled white male driver, 35 to 50 ish. Photo exchange first.
I'm a little stuck on the way you said purr. Can you say that one more time?
Purr. No, was that how I did it? Purr.
Yeah. Okay.
Stuck because it was like really well done.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. I am not a good driver.
That's okay. That's probably not okay.
That's in there, right?
It said seeking skilled driver. You're right.
Yeah. Skilled. Yeah. Definitely not that.
They took it.
Don't tell my insurance.
Too late. But yeah, I feel like I don't know if I understand all of this. It looks newer than 19. So it's a 1958 model. So that's when they were born. They look newer than that. So they look younger than they are. Exceptionally maintained. They take care of themselves, I suppose. High performance engine. Like, I don't know what, like going from like well-maintained to high performance engine. It's like, what's the difference here when it comes to your body? And okay, not to get too deep into this,
no,
but then then it says requires premium fuel, which I assume means good food. Minimal fine tuning, so there is tuning required, but it's minimal. So they're self-aware about that, but what does that mean? Like, what are we tuning here? And you're and then luxury throughout, and will make purr. I thought, like, who's purring, the man or the car? I'm like, I don't understand.
What year was this written?
1998.
I cannot wait until this man finds out about Cars the movie.
Wait, 1999. Yeah, oh yeah.
He only had a few years. I would love to see the look on his face when he saw the first trailer for Cars the movie, because he would say, that's where my kind of woman lives, you know?
That could be. But this person's seeking a white male, and I'm pretty sure they are a woman.
That's where my kind of man... Oh, they probably have a little thing for Lightning McQueen.
Who doesn't? Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
I've never actually seen Cars.
Oh, it's bad. I mean, it's not good. It's not good.
I was going to say, I've heard only good things.
Really? Is it?
Yeah. But maybe because of a meme, not because of reality. I don't know.
I think, okay, if you're putting it in line with all the other movies in that category, because it's Disney, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I know it's Disney.
Yeah.
It's the worst of all of them.
Of all Disney movies, it's the worst?
It's the worst of all the, like, animated recent Disney movies, like, of the last 20, 30 years.
Really?
It's just not good. Like,
what's your favorite?
I see. My favorite is whichever one just came out, because I'm like so hyped up on it. Yeah. But Cars was just a flop. I went and I remember thinking, like, It wasn't that funny. It didn't feel like wholesome. It didn't have that, like, oh, like, you know, Disney, like, I'm sobbing in the theater kind of thing that I usually get. Speaking of sobbing in the theater, though, I saw Encanto.
Uh-huh. Good.
So good. So nice. I was sobbing for the entire movie. It was really embarrassing because I went with a friend I've never gone to the movies with before. She didn't know that I have a little bit of a emotional response to some of these ads. I'm thinking about our podcast. Some of these Disney movies. Every Disney movie I've seen in the last like 5 years, starting with Frozen. Ever since Frozen came out, it like unleashed the floodgates. I don't know if it's the style of music or the fact that like a lot of the storylines are about like strong women and it's not like a love story anymore. But oh my God, I'm like, like audibly crying. I have to sit as far away from other people as possible.
I really like Tangled.
Tangled is my favorite.
That's my favorite.
I have a little pin of Mother Gothel in my car back home. Nice. In Boston. Mother knows best. Listen to your mumsy. It's a scary world out there. Yeah, so good. Well, I have a dream date for you. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Perfect holiday gift. Young woman seeking male. Enjoy sports, collecting Coca-Cola products with me. If you're Mr. Right, I'm willing to move in for true love.
That's it? I love it. They know... Wait, so their main thing is the Coca-Cola collection.
They want... You should enjoy sports and collecting Coca-Cola products with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as a hobbyist. And then immediately is like, I'm down to move in. I'm down to move in.
It sounds
Which
like they
me
need a place.
Is like, it gives me, yeah, it gives me kind of like, maybe you don't have a home currently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where would you put, because you got to put your Coca-Cola collection somewhere.
That's true. She probably just needs more storage.
Yep. It's like, I should have said like home with a garage. That fits exactly this many Coca-Cola products.
Can I read you a bonus dream date?
Ooh, so I get to. So
bonus
it's a triple
material
date
because I have so much gosh darn Christmas stuff that I've saved.
So
yeah,
we're
it's a triple date.
Three of us on a date together. Who are Coca-Cola person and I going on a date with? Let me know.
And that was holiday themed because it was called, what was it called? Perfect Holiday Gift. That's what she called herself.
Aw.
Okay, here it is. Christmas has arrived. Home. Package includes single white male, businessman, 36, who would like to be received by a single white female, 25 to 35, with no children, in the Clinton or Davenport area. This is in Des Moines, Iowa, 1991.
Nice, nice. Okay. I kind of didn't understand, like, what they're going for. I feel like there's something I'm missing.
They're saying, like, Christmas has arrived, and, like,
so, like, their gift as well? Oh, their package
includes being a single white man, a businessman, 36. I would like to be received. Like, I
want their package to be received
by a single white female, 25 to 35 with no children.
Got it. I feel like the most likely outcome of this date is Coca-Cola person will be receiving this person's package, and I will just facilitate.
Fair enough.
You know, I'll be Cupid. I'll be Cupid. I'll do it. I'll do it if I have to.
All right,
play that on here every week. You don't tell me you have more.
It's not a personal ad or a dream date. Well, actually, it's not a personal ad. It might be your dream date.
Ooh, okay. I'm interested.
It's right next to the personal ads, but it says in big bold letters, goats, baby pygmies, soft baby lambs, just in time for Christmas, $75 each.
I don't like the implication here. I don't like what's happening to these animals.
No, I think they're to chill on the farm, not for like food.
Then why are they saying just in time for Christmas?
Like you get your kid a pygmy goat for your kid as a Christmas gift because you live on a farm because it's Iowa.
Sorry, it is Iowa.
I don't know what else is going on over there.
I'm not gonna comment on that because I've never been, but probably nothing. So yes, I am gonna comment on that. Okay. I do want goats. I do want goats. I want chickens.
Okay.
I want goats and chickens.
Pygmy goats, little teeny tiny baby goats, so baby, cute.
Little goats. I like all goats though. I have no. Doesn't matter how big your goat is, send it my way. Okay, once I have space for it, I gotta get rid of my Coca-Cola collection. Then I can.
That's true. You gotta clear
house
it out.
Some goats. Lovely. Thank you. Thank you for that triple date with a side of goats. I love it.
Triple date with a side of goats. Yes, you're welcome.
Would you like to hear about a textual encounter?
I would. I've been dying to hear about a textual encounter.
Oh, good, because this is an LA based one. So if you're interested.
Okay, good. What year is this?
This is like a week ago.
Okay. Oh.
Like so very
all
recent.
Right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hi there. We just met at Home Depot. You needed a handyman service. Invited me over. I cleaned your pipe and took care of the nuts and bolts you had laying around. Let me know if you need more service.
That was me. I wrote that. That's so funny that you found that.
Wait, you are the one who...
Yeah, I'm a handyman in my spare time when I'm not podcasting. And I was cleaning out this guy's pipes and his nuts and his bolts. And I was wondering if he ever needed me to come back.
And any response yet?
Yeah, he said, yes, but don't tell my wife. I don't really get why. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
No, I he actually didn't want me to come back because I actually ruined his entire plumbing system, and his house has been flooded, and he's like, now doesn't have a home for his family for the holidays. I just wanted to keep his light upbeat. But I learned my lesson. So if anybody is looking for a handyman, direct message me on Instagram at humanseekingpod.
Yeah, I've lost that password on purpose, so I won't have to read those. Don't worry. It's all for Liz.
Thank you. Thank you. It's because I changed the password. I changed it so you couldn't
access it. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. I tried like 100 and none of them worked. Oh, man. It used to be Zandy is the greatest 333, but I don't know why that was taken.
I didn't want our password to be a lie.
Oh, so now it's Liz is the worst 333?
Hurtful.
You called me dirty like 5 minutes ago.
Just because I can dish it doesn't mean I can take it, Sandy.
Okay, fair. I usually can't either, so I get it. I call it the same thing, actually. That's funny.
Great. Good. Do you have one, two,
I
three?
do.
Because
I
I
do
have
have
so
one, but it is
many.
the shortest one I've ever brought to the table, but it might be one of my favorites.
I'm so glad because I have some many.
You have some many. Good. Okay. Here we
Sad
go.
ones. Wait, is yours funny?
I don't know. It's really stupid.
Is it lighthearted?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
should
it's
we
not.
Use it
No,
as like a palate cleanser after
I'm afraid to give it too many adjectives. It is about. Well, let me see. 3, 4, 5, 6. 14 words exactly, including the title.
Gotcha.
It's very short, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, just give it to me.
You want me to give it? Nah.
Do you want to save it for last?
Yeah, I'll save it. I'll save it. Make me sad. Bum me out. Whatever. Okay. I'm already sad, so just make it worse.
All right, so I just want to say that today is the 14th. Next week is the 21st. But because cool. Christmas genuinely bums me out,
mm-hmm.
and like I have a little bit of a hard time stomaching the holiday season, next week I'm not going to do sad Santa stories, so I'm going to hit you with all my best ones this week. I'm going to be genuinely sad next week. I don't need
okay.
any help bumming myself out.
Perfect. Good plan.
Ooh, and if you're feeling a little emo, a little Santa,
always.
A little like a little emo Santa, instead of a beard, you have the like bangs. Feel free to DM me on at Human Seeking Pod and we can commiserate together. All right. Here we go. This is from the Los Angeles Evening Press, December 25th, 1929. So this is on Christmas Day. Aged Santa killed. Liberty, Missouri, December 25th. Bearing Christmas gifts to young friends and becoming confused while crossing a street, Homer Black, 62, was struck and killed last night by a motor car driven by Jewel Van Driver, 18.
Jesus.
And their last name is Van Driver, the person who killed Santa.
They weren't a Jewel Van Driver?
They were not. They were at best
what?
A Penny Van Driver.
I don't understand. Wait. Their name was literally Jewel Van Driver?
Yes.
How do you spell Jewel? Like J-E-W-E-L?
J-E-W-E-L-L. Van-Driver.
No way. And Driver is D-R-I-V-E-R?
Yeah.
I was like, this is so interesting. Someone who's driving a van
driving.
Full of jewels ran over a Santa. But their name was literally Jewel Van Driver?
Yeah.
And they ran over Santa in a van?
Yeah. No, in a car.
Oh, in a car. Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. Got it.
But I know it's Jeez. A name because Van Driver is like one word.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, do you want to hear another one?
Not really.
Can you imagine, though, the year is like 19... What year was it? 1929. And you're like a child and you're like anxiously waiting for Christmas dinner and you're like in the Christmas spirit and Santa just brought you gifts and you're like, I love Santa so much. And you like flip open the newspaper and it's like, Santa was killed crossing the street. After he gave you your gift, he crossed the street and now he's dead. So
yep.
Enjoy your gifts. They're the last ones you're ever going to get because he died.
Yeah, you made it worse.
Sorry.
I didn't know
but
you
no,
could.
But really, like I feel like it's a little bit
to
irresponsible to print that Santa was killed.
Oh, they didn't give a shit. You should see what I brought to the table. It's not that interesting, but it's like just they don't care what they print. They print whatever they want.
Well, on the note of it being irresponsible to print that Santa's dead, I have an article from the Shreveport Journal. Titled, Santa Killed en route to visit isolated hamlet, Prescott, Arizona.
My God, too many Santas
dying.
Jesus.
Santa Claus, who annually visits Wagoner, an isolated range town 30 miles from here, will not bring gifts to the children this year. He was killed when his gift-laden automobile plunged into a mountain ravine during a blinding snowstorm yesterday. The gift bearer died among his wrecked toys, but with his last breath, he murmured to the rescue party, "Boys, for God's sake, see that those kitties are happy."
Holy fuck. What is... That's terrible. How did they get that? That the whole last words thing, and then they print it in the paper. This is a lot. My
That
God.
Feels a little dramatic. I hope that when if I die in like a traumatic way like that, that people lie about what my last words were.
True.
It's probably mine's probably gonna be like, "Ow, this sucks," and like I want them to be like, you know, her last words were, "Care for the children of the world and spread peace." You know.
Yeah. I don't know what I want my last words to be. But I'd like to think I'll know them when they when it happens, you know?
Yeah, you know? that's good.
You know.
That's fair.
I'd be like, "Tell Scrappy Doo I love him." That's what I might say.
I'll tell people that those are your last words even while you're still alive.
Perfect. Or if I die, if you outlive me and you're just like keep bothering my family, like, "Oh, his last words were," and like I don't know. You just keep telling my whole
like
family
a
about
really
my last words.
Long dramatic eulogy. About like your last words, and your family is going to be like, "You weren't there and we were." And I'm going to be like, "Shh." His last words.
Scrappy Doo.
Or Scrappy Doo. All right. What do you think? Is that enough?
You know, I was satisfied before you started. We've had what, 2 Santas die?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a good number. I mean, 2's pretty good. It depends on how you're feeling. You want to ruin more people's day? Or I guess ruin people's days more or less
for
now?
I think that's good for now. Maybe I'll have a little bonus at the end of
True, our... true. Mine's very short, so we might get right back into your bonus because all I have is this quick one. So we might need something from you after this one. Do you think you're ready for it?
Yes.
Okay, this one is from the Gem Valley Chronicle in Grace, Idaho. May 13th, 1948. Okay, pay attention, because if you blink, you're going to miss it. It's that quick.
Okay, I'm going to keep my eyes closed so I can't
Perfect.
Blink.
Good. Long live the vulture. A vulture is known to have lived nearly 100 years. And guess what?
What?
A vulture's lifespan is like 30 years, so it's just a fucking lie.
Well, you don't know, because maybe that one vulture...
No, the oldest known vulture ever live old is currently 47 years old.
Have you met every vulture?
Yes.
Shit. Well, then you
I'm
win.
Vegan. It's what I do.
That's true. You just go around meeting vultures. Vultures aren't vegan, though.
That
vultures
doesn't matter.
Like
it's
opposite.
An animal. It can do whatever the hell it wants.
But vultures are like, well,
but
actually, vultures are kind of ethical because they don't really kill animals. They just wait for animals to die and then eat them. You know what I mean?
Because that's what it's meant to do, unlike humans. So,
well, what if a vulture is sitting at home thinking, "This isn't what I meant to do. I meant to be a dancer and pursue dancing." And then here you are on your public platform standing in your soapbox telling it no. You aren't a dancer. You are an eater of dead animals.
That I've met every single vulture, so I would know if a vulture wanted to be a dancer. Please.
It was like a secret wish. Have you never seen a movie?
There are no secrets between me and the vultures. I have seen a movie, though.
You have? Which one?
Angled? Not Cars.
Not Cars. Okay.
Not
yeah, I
cars.
Know. What's with that?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. At least I haven't seen, like, planes or whatever. Is there boats? You know, I haven't, like, at least I haven't, like, skipped the first one or something. Like, I just haven't watched any of them. But I also haven't watched, like, Titanic, which I guess is a kind of version of boats. It's just one boat, though. Well, a lot of rowboats, I think. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know. But maybe they could call Titanic boats from now on.
Mm.
Just boats.
Mm-hmm. Boats, boats, boats. Boats and hoes.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen the movie Boats and Hoes?
We're talking about Titanic. What are you talking about?
Talking about Step Brothers.
Oh. I have seen that movie, but I don't understand. That's the one movie I rarely.
Oh,
okay.
No.
One of many
you
movies
know what?
I miss references to.
I think Boats and Hoes is from Step Brothers. Where were you?
Where was
you?
I?
Do you even come from a family of learned doctors?
No.
Oh. Well, give me a moment.
Yeah, I figured you were stalling this whole time. That's why I just kept talking about Titanic.
And then something
caught your attention while you were stalling, so you ran with that. And then I sat here like, I have no idea what's going on, even though I was trying to help you stall.
You don't need to help me now, stall. You can just let me flounder.
Apparently I do. Well, then it makes me flounder. I don't want to flounder.
Well, I wouldn't be floundering if you didn't choose a short but quality way back when. No, because I don't, all the other Christmas stuff that I have is like legitimately depressing and I decided not to read it, but I do have something. Okay.
Okay.
So I'd like to end the podcast with a little quote. Okay.
Okay.
And I apologize for getting a little political. Okay. But this is a quote from Melania Trump. Okay.
Oh, dear God.
Former First Lady. And here she is. Quote, who give a fuck about Christmas stuff and the decoration? End quote.
It's almost as good as my vulture quote. Okay.
That's
good. Hey, weirdly, I'm okay with that. I have a feeling the people who wouldn't be okay with that normally are suspiciously quiet about that quote, though.
It's a quote, you know. Some people say keep the Christ in Christmas, and some people say who gives a fuck about Christmas stuff and decorations. Choose your side, you know.
True, true.
So should we finish with our Christmas carol that we wrote?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How did that go again? Maybe you do the whole thing by yourself?
No. You have first to do the harmonies. It's human
seeking.
Human's Christmas carol.
Ho,
on a boat. Jingle, hose and boats and boats and hose and boats and boats.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope you're getting through it okay. We're clearly not.
We're not. We're happy that you're here with us.
Yeah, thank you for spending some time with us. We appreciate you.
And jingle all the way.
Yeah, or as far as you can get.
No.
We're rooting for you.
You're really going to take that attitude when Santa's literally on his way to town?
I'm pretty sure Santa's dead, like twice over now. Oh, no.
Poncho
just got the bad news.
It's a joke.
I didn't mean to.
What's wrong with you? He doesn't know. He's a baby.
You didn't tell me he woke up.
Santa's coming.
Oh, no. Now I'm actually sad.
Poncho. Look at him in his little hoodie.
He's such a cutie. I mean, what else is new? That's a cool hoodie, though.
Oh. This is so corny, but I made a wish list of like clothes for Poncho, and I sent it to like my family and friends. Like whenever anyone asks me like, hey, what do you want for Christmas, I'm like, something for Poncho. Here's a list of like dog gold chains and like dog hoodies and like cool leashes and poop bags that say oh shit. So
cute.
On that note, I hope you guys all get dog poop bags that say oh shit, regardless of whether or not you have a dog.
Yeah, yeah. For your own poops.
For your own poops. Bag them. Tag them.
I don't know. I don't know what camping's like. Do people poop? What do you do with the poop in the woods? Do
you
just leave it?
Bring a trowel. You dig a hole.
Oh, you bury it. We talked about this.
You put detritus over it, and then you put a stick sticking straight up so people don't like undig it or step on it right away.
Unless they want to.
True.
As a sample.
Well, then they can find it as a sample.
Did you see
that new SNL skit? The funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why it made me laugh so much. Do you watch Saturday Night Live?
Do you not watch my TikToks? How is that the funniest thing you've ever seen? I don't understand.
I'm so sorry. Oh, can I tell you something? In the spirit of mental health, this is like where I've been at. Like, I feel very like insecure in a way that I usually don't, and it leads to these like kind of paranoid thoughts that I get. And I saw that you made that video about lighthouses.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, to Joey, was like, it's over with the podcast, isn't it? He's moved on to lighthouses. And Joey was like, what? Are you serious? Are you okay? And I was like, no, like, I'm just sad. Because, like, I thought that, you know, things were going well. And Joey was like, take a deep breath. I think that this is just a passing thought. I was like, okay, fair enough.
It's not a podcast about lighthouses.
I know, but I was thinking Maybe you were going to start a podcast about lighthouses and wouldn't have time to jungle them all.
That already exists. I'm doing a video series. Yeah. I think the United States like Lighthouse Society actually has one.
Right.
I don't listen to podcasts, so I actually don't know.
Canceled.
I know. I deserve it.
Anyway. That's just like where my mind was at. But I did watch your lighthouse video and I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. I think that's why I got sad because I was like, is this better than anything I make? Anyway, it's fine. I'm fine. I just found
my passion. That's all. And I found an outlet for a passion. That's all it is.
That's good. You know, hip hop is my passion. I would love to see that outlet. Walk and jam and break.
Oh.
Not that sounds fun. That's a quote from High School Musical. I think we've riffed for long enough, everyone. If you're still sticking around, I'm sure you already follow us on Instagram at Human Seeking Pod. Know that our email is humanseekinghuman@gmail.com. You can get bonus episodes and extra crunchy content. Extra crunchy peanut butter. Not peanut butter. Extra crunchy episodes. Bonus episodes. Ad-free. No ads. Yes, pulp.
I hate pulp, but I love extra crunchy peanut butter, so it's a good... Not together. Wait. Yeah.
I had a friend one time who told me that she doesn't like orange juice with pulp, and she doesn't understand why people took perfectly good orange juice and added pulp to it. And I was like, what do you think pulp is?
Hmm.
And she was like, I don't know. It's like sawdust that you put in orange juice. And I was like... Are you serious? And Joe was dead serious. She just did not understand what pulp was.
Huh. That's something I never really thought of. I could see how someone messed that up, I guess. But yeah, I'm surprising.
Anyway. We love you. Thank you for listening.
Can't wait to talk to you all next week.
Until then.